All right, welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju? I always say that all the time. Oh my gosh, can we say something else? Maybe I should lead off.
Maybe. Anyways, no. This week we kind of got a question.
From our seminar, I think.
Yeah. Looking at the low front snap kick with the knee versus like an upward kick, right? We'll lead into that. But let's go over the two kicks first. You have upward kick, which you see most commonly in the patterns, usually after a head grab.
Right.
So what exactly is an upward kick?
What's the definition of a kick, right? Usually we think about our feet, but there's different tools. And so what you have is an upward kind of a strike, but with the knee, it's kind of what it is.
Right.
And so we kind of relate these leg movements as a kick.
Right.
So that's why we call it an upward kick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, like in Korean. It's kind of like, side piercing kick, how you define that. Mm-hmm. Side piercing kick, but if you look at the way that you say it in Korean, right? Apja jorugi, right? It's not, jorugi means like twisting or,
punching.
Punching.
Yeah.
Really what it is twisting, right? That's a different podcast. And so what we're looking at is a strike that where the knee comes in an upward motion and you're striking with the knee. So that's an upward kick.
Right.
And normally when we do the upward kicks is like we'll grab someone's head and we bring that knee up and we kind of pull them down. Mm-hmm. That's normally the way it goes straight up. And so that's what we would say, upward kick with the knee.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your definition of a front snap kick with the knee?
Oh, I'm actually not really sure. It's just a front snap kick motion without it, but it's striking the lower abdomen is what it's doing.
Right.
So if you look at upward kick, you're striking more the solar plexus, and that's why you're pulling that opponent down. So you want it to go up, but the front snap kick with the knee is striking the lower abdomen. So it's actually a lot lower, and it's going to be, you're just kneeing them low.
Right. And so that's, when you say that, it could be. But if you look at the encyclopedia, there's other applications. Someone's on the ground and you did the strike to their face.
Okay.
So it depends on if they're standing up or they're sitting down or whatever it is. But you also see that there is no head grab, so we're not pulling them in. It's just kicking straight forward. And I kind of find it funny to call it a front snap kick because when you talk about snapping, it's like the kick is snapping that's
right
out. And so that kind of is misleading. How do you snap the knee to go forward? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an upward kick with the knee. It's kind of like that, but it is actually propelling forward. So we call that a front snap kick with the knee because the attacking tool is the knee.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just kind of the
it's more of a horizontal, right, versus upward, right?
Okay.
So that's also true. Like when you think about like front snap kick with the ball of the foot, you see a lot of students kind of kick upward.
Right.
Really what it needs to do is actually it's got to go straight in. And that's actually kind of hard to do.
Okay, so where this kind of question came from was when you do that knee strike with the upward kick. Okay, let's say your knee is up. Does the foot point down or point up?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Or does it really not really matter? I mean, that's what somebody had asked. So I thought we'd bring that up.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about pros and cons and maybe some things that we've heard and our conclusion. So,
that was like the first time I ever actually was asked that question. And after so many years, after only 2 years of studying Taekwondo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes I kind of wonder, do we overthink stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in closed race stance, see, we talked about that. Is the left hand on top or is the right hand on top? And there's different photos. One is on top, one's on the other. It's like, which one is it? Or is it just whatever's natural? Oh, whatever's natural, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some validity to, and in some ways, I do kind of think there is a validity to the way the foot is pointed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it straight up or pointed down?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that when the knee is kind of coming up, you don't need to flex that foot because it's the direction of the kick and the lower part of the leg is moving up. It's kind of like you're standing and you're just kind of lifting it up in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the foot would be parallel.
Mm-hmm.
But with the front snap kick with the knee, is it pointed? Is the foot, if the foot was flat, is it actually pointed like this?
Mm-hmm. Down.
Down.
Yeah.
And then thrusting. Well, it's actually parallel to the ground where the foot is would be. The foot would be basically parallel to the ground as it thrusts forward, mm-hmm. right? Or is it as the toes facing the ground when you do the front snap kick? Mm-hmm. I think in some ways, I kind of think it is, there's some validity in that. I think when you look at like some other martial arts, I think you see it in Muay Thais, that mm-hmm. they kind of straighten their foot forward.
Right.
Right? It's not something that we've actually discussed too much, mm-hmm. that specific detail. And why would you do that? And, you know, they did mention how it flexes the foot and it makes it stronger. It puts the leg in a better position in striking. Maybe.
Maybe. Right? Yeah.
But when you look at the encyclopedia, maybe. But when we look at the encyclopedia and you look at the photo.
Yeah.
The upper kick, the foot is flat, parallel to the ground. And the front snap kick with the knee, the foot is flat, where the toes pointed to the ground. So it's not pointing. You're not pointing that foot. Is that a mistake? Ooh.
With the front snap kick, the foot is pointing to the ground?
No. It's pointed. It's flexed.
It's flexed.
And so you go, oh, well, no. Are we overthinking about it? I'm not sure. Maybe we are. I don't know.
Right.
The problem is the book incorrect? And is it black and white? Mm-hmm. you could say about that with a lot of techniques in the encyclopedia and General Che's work, right? And so, but the problem is you can't ask him now. I can only go by the book. And so it's going to come down to interpretation, whether one master or grandmaster might say it this way, but you might have another grandmaster or another master say it's this way.
Right.
And they will tell you all the different reasons why it's one versus the other. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, I buy that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I buy that.
Right.
And then in some ways, I kind of buy the flexing of foot. But then it's not that way in encyclopedia. So I'm kind of torn between that.
When you say flexing the foot...
Pointing that foot.
Okay, because flexing is actually pulling it back.
Oh, yeah, okay,
so
you're right.
You're pointing the foot.
Pointing the foot versus pulling the foot back. Pulling the foot back or pointing it.
Yes,
pointing like it to the ground. Like a ballet or trying to kick with
the
instep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's my thoughts on it. I mean, what's your thoughts? Maybe we'll get someone that'll write back and say, oh, you guys are a bunch of dodos.
Maybe.
Do they say that anymore, dodo?
No, they don't really.
Dodo birds.
I think when you look at like the front snap kick with the knee, I think you have to look at the way that the kick is being delivered.
Okay.
And the kick is actually more like a push per se. It's not so much of a snap. In the air, it kind of looks like it's flicking up, right?
Yeah.
And so if it flicks upwards like I'm sparring, then it's okay to have the foot pointed before pointing to the ground because that energy is kind of coming upwards, right? But the proper way to do the front snap kick is that it has to drive in,
right?
And so I think by having the foot flexed where it's parallel to the ground, you know, you bring that knee up, and as it's coming out, that foot is also going out, so that it's going straight towards its target,
right?
And I think that's why that the foot is parallel to the ground. I'm sure if you watch actually Muay Thai, because they do a lot of front kicks, is probably going to be the same because they're trying to drive that foot forward, right? And I can't have it flex without pulling the leg up too high to get it to go straight in.
Hmm. Yeah, I buy that too.
Yeah.
I haven't actually looked at a lot of Muay Thai videos, and there's so much to look at, and there's so much time to, you know, there's just not enough time to look at all that stuff.
Right.
Which brings up the... Well, anyway, we won't. That's not out this podcast.
Yeah.
A master of none and a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Or is it the jack of all trades and a master of none? Anyway, I think that it's whatever your instructor is going to tell you.
Right. Yeah.
Which one? And then why? But yeah, I think that what you just said is very valid as well. Mm-hmm. When that question was asked, I was I had to stop and think about, how do I do it? Because sometimes we don't think about that, right? You just do it. And then I was starting to do it, and I started practicing, going, you know what? I think I do it. I don't point my foot. I actually just have it straight. So then I really started thinking a little bit more about that. How should you do that?
Right. I think best is just
natural.
With the picture.
I think we should just go with natural.
No, I was just going to say the picture.
The picture.
Whatever the picture shows.
Whatever the picture shows. You know, and I kind of say that as well.
Yeah.
If I was going to change General Che's work, if I want to do what General Che's work, and unfortunately he's not here to give us a definitive answer as to what he wanted.
Yeah.
And he should take another photo, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
So, and even if it's President Che, it's going to be his interpretation of what General Che is talking about. And there's so much detail. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if anyone could really think about what the founder was thinking about.
Right. Anyways, let us know your guys' thoughts on the upward kick, low front snap kick with the knee. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.